Kindergarten taf, the sect of the Zara daf involved. We're going to be going to test Matam and Zigmara. Yesh never be Mechubes Legavoya. Is there a halacha of being worshipped by somebody that's attached to the ground regarding Hektish? Or there is no halacha of never Mechubes. So it's nearly, it appeared to me, Hamadaktik Beloshin Boyazu. If you infer, analyze the wording of this question, that says, Zaram Bechamad, the Kumami Boyalei, somebody that he holds, Zikal Chalik Bim Balichayim Bim Mechubes. That you can differentiate between living creatures and things that attach. Therefore, he was not sure if you can have the halacha of worship by something attached to the ground, even though you do have it by living creatures. Now, why are we asking this specifically regarding the ancillary, the preparatory elements? No, the truth is from Tim Salem Kama. We were saying, like, if you're going to say, in other words, the Ipash, then we're going to resolve the Shari that it is permitted, so Koshke Machshira, then for sure it's by the Hechshir. Elements that will eat in the usher, but if we're going to say, let's say it's forbidden as a carbon, as an actual, but machshir of mine, but let's say just as be part of the base of Mikdash, that's the question that we therefore we're saying, and it's imtum slavery that was not mentioned. Next, says Matt begins the Machab, Imishim base Hashem. You want to say the bayis have mechubur that it's attached to kaasa and it's going to be forbidden. You're going to expound the words like tabi esnan shel bayis when it says like tabi esnan zayin beis hashem mekachem, meaning don't actually bring an esnan that the zayin got a gift of a house. Shem nusla bayis besnana that if he gave her the house as a gift for her ma'ases nus us like dishai that tzarich binyan beis hamikdash, you now let her sanctify it for the purpose of the building beis hamikdash. That's lashon Rashi. Now he changed his words when he explained similarly Gabi Milsa de Rava. He explained previously that's forbidden for what's attached for a hektish, for machshir carbon, even for things that are only a hechsher, a preparatory element for the carbon. Like it says, bias. The mashmal sounds like a binyan habayis, even for the building of the base of Migdash. So wait, is it the actual, is it the bias or something that could be used for a bias? So it says, v'nira the yofa diktik, l'peshita za Talmud. Avakalam even. That the truth is, the Rashi's deviation over here is actually pretty important. Because this that explains the words of Rava is Meduk from the Gemara itself, because from the Stimas, Lashon of the Pasuk, it's Pasha that was to Rava that Esnan is also even Memechubar. Mele said, Nepta Darshan based on Shmakecha that Esnan is forbidden Memechubar. So Rashi explains by Rava that the Pasuk is coming to say it's forbidden the Esnan for the building of Beis HaMikdash, which is a Machshir carbon. Regarding that, Rava discusses regarding the Isra of Nevid by Kavu Chayman. But here Rashi explains the Havmin, the Gemara, to say Esnan is forbidden by Mechubar, simply explains that it's that he gave her the house with the Esnan. Fine. But so says me, Mashpir Shacha, but this that explains the way the Esnan the Bai is Kar Mechubar, that the Esnan of a house is called Mechubar Kasha. That's difficult because it'll come on, Bishmaitin, later on in the Sugya, on the Bremzayin Mabez, Chashav Rav Yehuda, which actually the word Yehuda seems to be extra, it's actually was Rav, Chashav Rav Bai is Tolish. Rav could say the house is detached, Mishum Dabba Tolish, but Sev Chibri, because it was attached and then connected. So how is he considered Mechubar? So Lechen Elifar's difference says it seems to explain no. Vimishim Bai is not like Rashi. And if it's because of a house, the Tidish, you can expand from Nusla, Eitzim Avon Libnes Bayis, he didn't give her a house. He gave her wood and stones to build a house. Be also like Tidish, would be forbidden to sanctify it, Vistam Eitzim Avon Mashabayin Mehem. And in general, the woods and stones that you build from them, Regil Nis Muchabar Mem Kaim, and they're going to be connected in their place. That's what says Taisis is what the Gemara is saying. That's what's saying that Allah should be like Mechubar. Because it's going to end up being built in this place. Or Inami, you could say Yesh Le'ash and Pesh Rashi. You could resolve what Rashi explained. The Chosav Rachman Abayis. The Torah wrote house. So V'lechilik bin Bayis Shal Binyan Le'Bayis Chotzav B'Ma'ara Shalahay Shem Talish Ma'ilim. It doesn't differentiate the pasuk specifically a building of a house of a building. You could explain even if it was carved out in a cave, which was always connected, and that for sure has Allah like Mechubar. And therefore, that's what we're saying, that you see this element of neved by Mechubar. It's just matzah to begin the words, yashin b'neved v'chulu, that Ram Mechubar was not sure, even if you're going to say this neved by Mechubar by Gavoya, but if it changed from what it was, so does that change it or not? So it's tamer to wonder, because Bach has the words, mehecha yalof neved by Mechubar. Where do you learn out? Or you say the words, where do you know when something is attached that it's forbidden, that it's forbidden? Now, whenever you know something you could only learn as much as what you're learning it out from. Because Be'estam Pshita the Ashinim, Be'estam for sure there's a halacha that if it's changed, the Ashinim B'mnu, like the Marzal B'Abakam of Samachim and Be'ez, Himalaysha name. What's only forbidden is the thing itself, not when you change it. So what's the Shaila? Of course, when it changes, it's not going to be problematic. Hashem says, you're right. Biblically, we knew for sure that if it changes, it's not a problem when it was worship. Come by Esna, like Esna, we were learning out from it. It's rabbinically that we're asking the question, that maybe we're regarding idolatry, we're going to say it's forbidden, even though it changed from what it originally was. Next, it says, the word, whatever's forbidden from the Mizbeach, well, the same return. So the offspring is going to be permitted. So you see that even though it changed, meaning we see that because it changed, that the Shini will make it permitted, even though it was never. So it says, Namash Mahach, it sounds like over here, the Shini in the Moel Klum, the Kabeim, that the change of birth doesn't do anything to the mother, it's the baby, where we're saying, went go through a transformation and change from what it was as a fetus to a baby. The problem is, regarding the halacha of when you change something that was stolen that you acquire, in Baba Kamad of Savi Yuman Beis, the man just like Shini Kaina, according to one holds that if it changes, you acquire it. It's not within the Mishnah, Gazel Rachav Yaldo. If you steal a sheep and it gives birth, the stolen item is given back as it is. Meaning, you only pay back the value of the cow. Because you see that, the mother went through a transformation when it gave birth. So that change is affecting on the mother. So you see that that is a transformation regarding the mother. So you can differentiate, that's regarding stealing, which is we remedy regarding those that we want them to be able to return what they stole, and we don't want to make it too hard. So when there's a slight change, that's going to be considered a change that the person only has to pay back what it was before the change because he was cleaning with the shinui. But regarding Mizbech, that's not considered it's not considered a significant change regarding that it shouldn't be a problem with Neved for Gevaya. Next says, the Gemara says, no. We're talking about the animal was sodomized and was worshipped before it became pregnant. So the offspring was never sodomized, never worshipped, and that's why it's going to be mutter. So there's no riot at the Shini Benevet. So it says, how's that possible? But isn't the animal that was sodomized make it sterile? So how could it have had an offspring afterwards? So it says, because of a gul yeshla, because there's a certain limit, it's only sodomized before it reaches 3 years old. It was sodomized afterwards, it does not become sterile. And here you have to say that it was sodomized after it was already 3 years old.